Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. So today, ladies and gents, just going to be doing a recap of the 2009 ICC World T20, also known as the T20 World Cup, second edition of the ICC T20 World Cup. Just going to be doing this every week and probably going to be upping the ante a bit with the podcast reviews just before the T20 World Cup. Cup starts in June for 2024, but we'll be throwing it back to the previous editions and recapping it and doing some reviews, some thorough analysis. Anyways, without further ado, let's just get stuck into it and review the 2009 ICC World T20, also known as the T20 World Cup. Second edition, this was played in England. Few upsets, a few major surprises, quite a few astonishing feats as well. A surprise early exit as well from one team. And, yeah, a lot happened in this World Cup. So, yep, T20 cricket just producing the action again, once again. Just always something happening in the T20 World Cups. But anyways, yep, so England, the host nation, the matches were played at three English grounds. Lords, the Oval in London, and Trent Bridge. So it was restricted to three venues for this T20 World Cup. Also, the tournament was organised in parallel with the women's tournament. The men's semi-final and the final were preceded by the semi-final and the final from the women's event, so they both basically took place around about the same time. Yeah, that's interesting, eh? This tournament was held on the 5th of June and finished on the 21st of June. So basically just a touch over 2 weeks, about 16 days. 16 days full of action. A lot happened in those 16 days. It's basically a group stage format, and then you had the Super 8s, and then you had the semi-finals, and then the final. The teams, so the squads for this tournament, just got to read them out. And Australia, coached by Tim Nielsen, Ricky Ponting captain, Nathan Bracken, Michael Clark, Brad Haddin, Nathan Horitz, Ben Hilfenhaus, James Hopes, David Hussey, Michael Hussey, Mitchell Johnson, Brett Lee, Peter Siddle, David Warner. Young David Warner made it play in his first T20 World Cup, and also because he shined in the Australian summer in that T20 against South Africa. First international game, didn't even play a domestic game for New South Wales at all. David Warner just straight away got into the Australian T20 squad, and boy, oh boy, did he make an impact on the debut. Absolutely ripped Dale Steyn apart, ripped the South Africans apart in that game. I think he bashed, beat the crap out of Mackay and Tini as well. I think it was, Morne Morkel and, yeah, Jack Collis. So yeah, he just really ripped the South Africans apart in that game. And then Shane Watson and Cameron White. And then Bangladesh, coached by Jamie Siddons, former South Australian batsman. Never played for Australia, though, surprisingly. Jamie Siddons never played a game for Australia. He only played one game for Australia. How about that? But, yeah. Mohammad Ashraf, full captain, Shakib Al Hasan, Mitun Ali, also known as Mohammad Mitun. How the hell does that work? Okay. Mohammad Mitun Ali, Mohammad Mitun, yeah, I remember Mohammad Mitun. Rakib Al Hasan, Rubal Hussain. Yeah, young Rubal Hussain, how about that? I remember that guy. Shahdad Hussain, Tamim Iqbal, Naeem Islam, Mashrafe Murtaza, Mahmudullah Riyad, Mushfiqa Rahim, Shamsur Rahman, Rasaad Russell, Abdul Razak, and Junaid Siddiqui. England, coached by Andy Flower, Paul Collingwood captain, the host nation England, Paul Collingwood captain, James Anderson, Ravi Bopara, Stuart Broad, James Foster, Robert Key, Dimitri Mascarenhas, Owen Morgan, who used to play for Ireland, now he's playing for England, Graham Napier, Kevin Peterson, Adil Rashid, Oase Shah, Ryan Sidebottom, Graham Swan, and Luke Wright. India was coached by Gary Kirsten. Virender Sehwag, unfortunately, was injured. He couldn't play that tournament. So he was replaced by Dinesh Kartik. So Gary Kirsten, coach. Mahendra Singh Dhoni, captain. Gautam Gambhir. Ravindra Jadeja, the defending champions India, by the way. Zahir Khan, Praveen Kumar, Pragyan Oja, Irfan Pathan, Yusuf Pathan, Suresh Rana, Virendra Sehwag, who was unfortunately injured, so he couldn't play. Then you got Ishan Sharma, Rohit Sharma, Harbhajan Singh, RP Singh, also fully known as Rudra Pratap Singh, but his name is RP Singh, better known as RP Singh. RP Singh, he could bowl some swing, couldn't he? Yuvraj Singh and Dinesh Kartik was actually the replacement for Virendra Sehwag. Ireland coached by Phil Simmons, William Porterfield, captain Andre Botha, Jeremy Bray, Peter Connell, Alex Cusack, Trent Johnston, Kyle McCallum, John Mooney, Kevin O'Brien, Niall O'Brien, Boyd Rankin, Paul Sterling, Regan West, Andrew White, and Gary Wilson. Netherlands coached by Peter Drinnen, who's a former Australian player. He played for Queensland, actually. He was a wicketkeeper. Played a couple of matches for Queensland. Former coach of Scotland, now coaching at the time. He was a former coach of Scotland, and then he moved over to coaching the Netherlands. Then Jerome Smits, captain. Peter Boren, Modasa Bukhari, Tom de Groot, Moritz Jonkman, Alexei Kavesi, Dirk Nannis, Australian fast bowler, Australian-born fast bowler playing for the Netherlands. Ruud Nieman, Darren Riekers, Edgar Schaefeli, Peter Seeler, Dan Van Bung, Bas Suderond, Ryan Tendiscarte, and Eric Shorshinsky. And New Zealand, Aaron Redmond had to be called up for the in place of Jesse Ryder. Jesse Ryder was injured and he was ruled out of the World Cup for rest of the World Cup for New Zealand half. Early days in the tournament, he got injured and that's it. He couldn't play the rest of the tournament. Aaron Redmond came in for him. Coached by Andy Miles, wasn't really a popular coach then. They didn't really get along with a few of the New Zealand players didn't get along with him. Seniors played a lot of his cricket in England. For Warwickshire and Griqualand West. Griqualand West, where the f*** is that? Oh, that's in South Africa, sorry. So he's coached Hong Kong, Kenya, Scotland. He's coached associate teams in Hong Kong, Kenya. Coached Kenya in that 2003 World Cup, so there you go. And then where they reached the semi-final. The only associate team to reach a semi-final of a World Cup or an ICC tournament in cricket history, any ICC tournament in cricket history, Champions Trophy, World Test Championship, well, they can't play World Test Championships, T20 World Cups, and ODI World Cups. So he was a part of that campaign, coach for Scotland, then he was coach of New Zealand. And then afterwards coached Afghanistan, he coached Afghanistan, and then he coached Bahamas, so interesting coaching career. But yeah, he was the coach, despite all the issues they had, he was the coach of New Zealand. Daniel Vettori, captain, Neil Broom, Ian Butler, Brendan Diamante, James Franklin, Martin Guptill, young Martin Guptill playing his first ICC tournament for New Zealand. Brendan McCullum, who made an impact in 2000, in the year prior, in the first ever IPL. Scoring that excellent 100, which really kicked off the IPL and T20 cricket. Well, cricket has not been the same since that knock, but yeah, a bit of a T20 star at that time. Nathan McCullum, his brother, playing his second tournament for New Zealand. Peter McGlashan, Kyle Mills, Ian O'Brien, Jacob Oram, Jesse Ryder, who got injured and was replaced. Scott Styris, Ross Taylor, and Aaron Redmond. Pakistan, their team, coached by Intikhar Balam. Shoaib Akhtar was withdrawn and he was withdrawn and replaced by Raouf Takkar Anjum. And then during the tournament, Abdul Razak was called up to replace the injured Yasser Arafat. So Abdul Razak playing a match for Pakistan after quite some time. So coached by Intikhar Balam, Yunus Khan, captain, Ahmed Shahzad, Young Amateur Zad, Fawad Alam as well, Iftikhar Anjum, Iftikhar Anjum, Kamran Akmal, Mizbah ul-Haq, Muhammad Amir playing his first ICC tournament for Pakistan, Syed Ajmal, I think this was his first tournament as well, and then you've got Salman Butt, Shahid Afridi, Shahzad Hassan, Shoaib Malik, crafty player, Sohail Tanvir, Umar Gul, and Yasser Arafat. Abdul Razak called in to replace Yasser Arafat. Pretty much a similar squad to the 2007 T20 World Cup where they reached the final. So pretty much a similar squad there for Pakistan. In South Africa, Mickey Arthur was the coach for South Africa. Graham Smith, captain, Yusuf Abdullah, who made an impact in the IPL in 2009, which was played in South Africa. He made an impact for the Kings 11 Punjab. Then you got Johan Botha, Mark Boucher, AB de Villiers, JP Dumini, Herschel Gibbs, Jacques Carlos, Albie Morkel, Morne Morkel, Justin Ontong, Wayne Parnell, Robin Peterson, Dale Steyn, and Rolla van der Merwe. And Sri Lanka, coached by Trevor Bayliss, Kumar Sangakkara, the captain, Indika Desaram, Tilakaratne Dilshan, Sanath Jayasuriya, Mahela Jawadna, Nuan Kulasek, Rafavi Ismaruth, Lasith Malinga, Angelo Matthews playing his first ICC tournament for Sri Lanka, Ajanta Mendes, Jahan Mubarak, Mutar Muralidharan, the great man himself, Chamara Silva, Tilan Tushara, and Isuru Udana. And then West Indies, coached by John Dyson, former Australian player John Dyson, wasn't he? Yeah, from New South Wales, from Cogra. Played a couple of test matches, a couple of ODIs. Played mainly for New South Wales most of his career, John Dyson. Chris Gayle, captain, Lionel Baker, Solomon Ben, Dave Bernard Jr., Dwayne Bravo, Shivnarine Chandrapal, Fidel Edwards, Andre Fletcher, Xavier Marshall, Kyron Pollard, playing his first ICC tournament. He made an impact in the Champions League T20 for the Trinidad and Tobago, and the West Indies T20 League or Caribbean T20 League. I don't think it was called the Caribbean Premier League at the time, but yeah, he was very good there for the Trinidad and Tobago team, and also played later on. I think this was his first or second tournament. He might have been a part of the first tournament in 2007. Dinesh Ramdan, Darren Sammy, Ramanaresh Sarwan, Lendl Simmons, and Jerome Taylor. And Scotland's team. Zimbabwe was supposed to be in the tournament, but under pressure from South Africa and England over political matters related to Robert Mugabe, they decided to pull out of the tournament at their own volition, creating an additional third space for an associate team. Scotland won the third place playoff to qualify for the tournament. Scotland, their team for the tournament was Kyle Kotso, who turned out to be one of their greatest players ever. Gavin Hamilton, captain, Neil McCallum, Navdeep Punia, Fraser Watts, Ryan Watson, Majid Haq, Jean Stander, Craig Wright, Colin Smith, John Blaine, Gordon Drummond, Richie Barrington, who is playing now, even playing till this day, one of their main players, Glenn Rogers, and Dewald Nell. So those were the teams for the tournaments, and also the groups. In the group stages, you had three groups: Group A, India, Ireland, and Bangladesh. And then in the one group, England, Pakistan, Netherlands in the one group. Then you had in Group C, you got, so that was Group B. Then now Group C, you got Sri Lanka, West Indies, Australia, all in one group. And then Group D, you had South Africa, New Zealand, and Scotland all in the one group there. And yeah, so that was the team. So 2 weeks of action. What happened in this tournament? Well, You had the first game of the tournament. It was an absolute upset of the ages. Last ball thriller, overthrow. England lost off the overthrow. Netherlands pulling off an upset for the ages. Keep this in mind. England have never beaten Netherlands in a T20 World Cup. How about that? They never beat them. They've never beaten them till this day. So that is some record there. And England losing to the Netherlands by 4 wickets with the no balls remaining. Day-nighter, T20 at Lords. Absolute thrill of a game. England really weren't that good with the bats. They posted a decent total of 162 for 5. Half century to Luke Wright. Well, he was outstanding. Ravi Bapara was good. The openers did a good job, but then they just faltered a bit towards the end. Probably should have got 200. Maybe at one stage it looked like they were going to get 200. Maybe 200 was on the cards. But definitely 160, 180. So 180 probably could have been achieved, but wasn't to be. And then in reply, the Dutch, well, everybody did their bit. Tom de Groot was the man of the match, top scoring for the Dutch. Everybody did their bit, and they finished on 163 for 6, chasing 163 to win. And one off the last ball, going at, batting the full 20 overs, going at a run rate of 8.15 runs an over. Despite the best efforts of James Anderson picking up 3 wickets, the Dutch pulled off a victory for the ages. And what a way to start the T20 World Cup. An upset for the ages. A massive result there for world cricket. And that really just kicked it off. Then the next day, Scotland looked good. It was a rain-affected game against New Zealand. The match was reduced to 7 overs. 89 for 4. Scotland off their 7 overs. Kyle Scotzer was really good. Navdeep Punia and Ryan Watson. Handy innings from all three of them. Ian Butler picked up 3 wickets for New Zealand. In reply, Jesse Ryder, Brennan McCullum and Ross Taylor smacked the ball to all parts and got New Zealand to 90 for 3 off 6 overs. Going at a run rate of 15 runs and over, New Zealand won the game with 7 wickets with 6 balls remaining. Man of the match was Ian Butler for the Kiwis. So the Kiwis getting off to a good start. Not the most impressive start, but they got the win. I don't think what else really matters in the end. Australia-West Indies, I was watching this game. Australia posted a decent total. Probably not going to be, it was a decent total at the time. Australia kind of faltering a bit in that time. They were losing they weren't as dangerous as they used to be. It really didn't start well for the Aussies. Third ball of the match, Shane Watson was dismissed. David Warner scored a good half century, but there were others who did their bit. Mike Hussey played a handy cameo. So did David Hussey, and Brad Haddin tried his best as well, but Australia posting a total of 161 for 7 off 20 overs, going at a run rate of 8.45 runs and over. 2 wickets apiece for Dwayne Bravo, Fidel Edwards, and Jerome Taylor, and a wicket for Corin Pollard. In reply, the Windies, well, their openers absolutely butchered the Aussies. Chris Gayle, in particular, was absolutely outstanding. A man-of-the-match performance from the captain. He hit Brett Lee for 2 massive 6s. Brett Lee was bowling about 140 clicks, 150 clicks. He smacked Brett Lee out of the ground. One of the balls went on the road. It was a massive six. So some massive hits from Chris Gayle. Andre Fletcher was excellent as well. The Jamaican, fellow Jamaican. No, he's from Grenada. Sorry, he's not from Jamaica. What am I on? He's from Grenada. Andre Fletcher still playing until this day, isn't he? And then Chris Gayle, 44 now, he's retired, but Kingston, Jamaica, the big man, one of the superstars of the game at the time, just got better, kind of really just started building a name for himself in T20s. He got 100 in the first game of the tournament in 2007. The West Indies were very disappointing in that tournament. They got knocked down in the group stages, losing to South Africa, the host nation, and losing to Bangladesh. So they wanted to make it amends and get their first ever T20 World Cup win. Winning their first match in a T20 World Cup. And they did that. Lovely half century from Chris Gayle. 6-4, 6-6s. Strike at 176. 88 of 50 balls. Brutal Chris Gayle innings. And Andre Fletcher, 53 of 32 balls. 7 fours and a 6 at a strike at 165.62. Brett Lee went for 56 runs. 1 for 56 off 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 14 runs and over. No wides, didn't bowl a wide, but bowled 2 no-balls. He got absolutely butchered. Well, most of the Aussies did. The spinners didn't. Michael Clarke got smacked in one over. David Hussey got smacked in one over. James Hope was okay. Medium pace was okay. Shane Watson was okay with the ball. Mitchell Johnson got hammered as well. So did Nathan Bracken. Just not a good outing for the Aussies. West Indies finishing 172 for 3 or 15.5 overs. They absolutely made a mockery of the total. Going at a run rate of 10.86 runs and over. Winning the game by 7 wickets with 25 balls remaining. Man of the match, Chris Gayle. Australia already under the pump in the tournament after that victory. And then India played their first game of the tournament at Trent Bridge. The next game, the night game. First game for the defending world champions, the defending T20 world champions. Gautam Gambhir, good anchor innings from him. Rohit Sharma was really impressive early on. Mahendra Singh Dhoni moved up the order at number 3. He kind of just anchored, just played an anchoring role. And Yuvraj Singh, the superstar of the tournament for India, especially in the big games. One against England where they had to win, and also to keep their tournament alive, and also that game against Australia in the semi-final. Two huge games, and he performed beautifully, and backed it up, and he started this tournament off on a really good note. 41 of 18 balls, three fours and four sixes. That innings made a massive difference in the end, because India weren't doing too well, but that innings made a massive difference in the end and got India to a really good total. Three fours, four sixes, striking to 277.77, 180 for 5 off 20 overs, going at a run rate of 9 runs and over. Yeah, that wasn't going to be enough for Bangladesh. They tried their best. Junaid Siddiqui looked good. Naeem Islam looked good at the end, but yeah, the target was just too much. They couldn't keep up with them. Pragyan Oja got 4 for 21 off his 4 overs, run rate of 5.25 runs and over. Then Bolawat or Noble, 155 for 8 off 20 overs, run rate of 7.75 runs and over. Gautam Gambhir, 50 or 46 balls, 4 fours, no 6s, struck out of 108.69. And India winning by 25 runs, getting off to a good start in the tournament. Bangladesh under pressure early on in the tournament. Pragyan Oja, man of the match for his 4 wickets. Then and then South Africa playing their first game of the tournament, knocking Scotland out of the tournament. Avi de Villiers, excellent half-century, at his blistering best. Really just came in his own around about this time, starting to become one of the premier players in the world. Just got better and better. Across all three formats, he was just making his mark. 79 not out of 34 balls, 5 fours, 6 sixes, strike of 232.35, 211 for 5 South Africa off their 20 overs, going at a run rate of 10.55. And yeah, Kyle Kotze, 42 or 32 balls, was the top scorer for the Scottish. 1-4-3-6, the strike at 131.25. But yeah, a couple ducks there. Three ducks there in the Scottish innings. They were dismissed for 81. They were nowhere near good enough to win that game. And going at batting 15.4 overs at a run rate of 5.17 runs and over. So 2 wickets apiece for Dale Steyn, Johan Botha, Rolla van der Merwe and Albie Morkel, and a wicket for Wayne Parnell. South Africa winning by a massive margin of 130 runs, effectively knocking Scotland out of the tournament, and many New Zealand, South Africa would qualify for the T20 World Cup, for the Super 8s, effectively. And then England versus Pakistan, must-win game for England, otherwise they would be knocked out in their own home tournament. Last time they had an ICC tournament, well, in England, they reached a final, so, in the Champions Trophy, 2004 Champions Trophy, but we'll get to that soon. We'll get to that next year when the T20, when the Champions Trophy starts. But England, 48 run win, Luke Wright, handy cameo with a bat and a wicket as well, and picked up, took 2 catches. Good all-round performance from him. Kevin Peterson back in the team, making an impact. 58 of 38 balls, 5 fours, 3 sixes, strike out of 152.63. Luke Wright, lovely handy cameo to start the innings to give England's innings an impetus. 185 for 5 of 20 overs at a run rate of 9.25. 2 wickets apiece for Syed Ajmal and Umar Gul, who was a bit expensive, a wicket for Muhammad Amir. In reply, Pakistan, well, Yunus Khan tried his best, but Pakistan well short of the target. They just couldn't keep up with the required run rate and kept losing wickets at the wrong time. 137 for 7 off 20 overs at a run rate of 6.85 runs an over. Wicket apiece for Dimitri Mascarenhas, James Anderson. 3 wickets for Stuart Broad. He was outstanding. 3 for 17 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 5.66 runs an over. Then bowl a wide or a no ball and a wicket apiece for Graham Swan and Luke Wright. England winning that game by 48 runs. Man of the match, Luke Wright. And they keep their tournament back. They keep their tournament on track and survive another day in this tournament. Then Bangladesh versus Ireland, pretty much a knockout game. Bangladesh lose, that's it. Ireland lose, they have to win against India. So pretty much a knockout game. And Bangladesh faltered. They were restricted 137 for 8 off their 20 overs. Mashraf and Murtaza looked good, but yeah, not enough to win that game. 3 wickets for Trent Johnston. He was outstanding. 3 for 20 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 5 runs and over. Bowled one wide. Didn't bowl a no ball, though. And in reply, Niall O'Brien was excellent. 40 off 25 balls, 3 fours, 3 sixes, strikeout 160. Mashraf and Murtaza, handy innings from him, though, when he was batting for Bangladesh. 33 off 16 balls, 1 four, 2 sixes, strikeout of 206.25. 138 for 4. Ireland finished on when Nate chased that total down. Brother Kevin O'Brien got 39 not out off 17 balls, 4 fours, 2 sixes at a strikeout of 229.41. 138 for 4 off 18.2 overs at a run rate of 7.52. Winning the game by 6 wickets with 10 balls remaining. Man of the match, Niall O'Brien. Bangladesh knocked out. Disappointing performance from them in the tournament. And then the next day, well, they'll be joined by the Australians. A huge, huge result. Australia knocked out in the group stages. Sri Lanka playing their first game of the tournament. They beat Australia by 6 wickets with 6 balls remaining. Australia batted first and they were restricted to 159 for 9 off 20 overs at a run rate of 7.95. Ajanta Mendis, 3 for 20 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 5 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball though. And 3 wickets for Lasa Malinga. 3 for 36 off 4 overs. A little bit expensive though. No wides. Bowled 2 wides. Didn't bowl a no ball though. And didn't bowl a maiden over, run rate of 9 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball either. Ajanta Mendis and a wicket for Angelo Matthews and 2 wickets for Isuru Udana, who was very expensive. In fact, the most expensive bowler for the Sri Lankans. And then half centuries to Tilakaratna Dilshan and Kumar Sangakkara. Got the Sri Lankans over the line in the end, 160 for 4 after 19 overs at a run rate of 8.42 runs and over. 2 wickets for Brett Lee. He was expensive, though. Had a really horrible tournament, like most of the Aussies. A wicket for Nathan Horitz and a wicket for Michael Clarke. But, yep, the game is done and dusted. Australia knocked out. Kumar Sangakkara, man of the match. That was it for the Aussies. They'll join Bangladesh and be knocked out. 2 surprise knockouts there. And the Pakistan versus Netherlands, essentially a knockout game. Pakistan lose, they're out. Or if they don't win by a decent enough margin, they're out. Netherlands just had to win, or if they lost, they didn't have to lose by much. Well, Pakistan, 175 for 5. Backs against the wall, they pulled off a good performance. Contributions from everybody. Kamran Akmal, top scoring, the keeper batsman, opening the batting for the Pakistanis. 175 for 5 off 20 overs. And in reply, well, yep, Netherlands absolutely capitulated. 93 all out in 17.3 overs at a run rate of 5.31 runs and overs. Shota Afridi had a superb game. He had a great tournament overall. Was a leading, I think he was one of the leading wicket takers in the last tournament. Some handy runs as well down the order, late in innings. But Shota Afridi, 4 for 11 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 2.75 runs and over. Bowled 2 wides, didn't bowl a no ball. And a wicket for Shoaib Malik, a wicket for Umar Gul, a wicket for Muhammad Amir, and 3 wickets for Syed Ajmal. So Ajmal and Shoaib Afridi doing a really good job with the ball for Pakistan. Man of the match, Kamran Akmal, 4 stumpings and 41 and top scoring with the bat. Really good stuff from him. And then in, so Netherlands knocked out, England and Pakistan go through from their group. And then South Africa versus New Zealand. Probably the best game of the tournament, tightest game of the tournament. At Lords, Day Nighter. South Africa, not a great total, 128 for 7 off their 20 overs. 2 wickets for Ian Butler, wicket apiece for Kyle Mills, Nathan McCullum, and Scotty Styris. And reply, New Zealand, well, half century for Brendan McCullum, played an anchor in innings, but he couldn't quite go into second gear. Not really many of the Kiwis did. Only 3 sixes across to both innings. So, yeah, New Zealand didn't even hit a six. New Zealand finished 927 for 5 off their 20 overs. They went at a run rate of 6.35, losing the game by one run. Went down to the final ball. Wicket for Dale Steyn, wicket for Jack Cullis, and 2 wickets for Rolla Fonda-Murvo, who was absolutely outstanding. Man of the match, Rolla Fonda-Murvo, for his excellent spell of 2 for 14 off 4 overs, no maiden overs, a claiming rate of 3.50 runs and over, then bowl a wide and over. Got the wickets of McCullum and Ross Taylor, 2 big wickets there. New Zealand, unfortunately, yep, just couldn't quite get over the line against South Africa. South Africa were undefeated at that stage. New Zealand finished second place in the group. Sri Lanka versus West Indies. Essentially just the top of the table clash, really. Both teams were through at that stage. Sri Lanka, 192 for 5. Sanaf Jasria scoring an excellent half century, along with Tilakaratna Dilshan. Just continued an excellent tournament, Tilakaratna Dilshan. 192 for 5 off 20 overs. Run rate of 9.60 runs and over. 4 wickets for Lendl Simmons. Surprise, surprise. 4 for 19 off 3 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 6.33. Outstanding stuff. Good half century from... I think it's Kyron Pollard down there. Now, Dwayne Bravo scoring an excellent half century, but target was too much. West Indies falling short by 15 runs. Sri Lanka winning the game by 15 runs. 2 wickets apiece for Lasith Malinga. And Ajanta Mendes continued his excellent start to the tournament. 2 for 25 off 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 6.25 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. A wicket for the great man Murali. And Sri Lanka winning the game by 15 runs. And go undefeated. West Indies finished second in their group. And then just the last couple of last game for the of the group stages, India versus Ireland. Whoever wins finishes top of Group A. Whoever finishes top of the group, whoever loses finishes second place. India, this match was reduced to 18 overs. 112 for 8, Ireland were restricted to. India finishing off, chasing the target, finishing on 113 for 2 off 15.3 overs. Winning the game by 8 wickets for 15 balls remaining. Man of the match, Zahir Khan, 4 for 19 off his 4 overs, off his 3 overs. Economy rate of 6.33 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide. He bowled a wide, but he didn't bowl a no ball. Didn't bowl a maiden over either. Half century to Rohit Sharma, and India got over the line easily. And that was that. India winning the game. By 8 wickets with 15 balls remaining. So first game of the group stages of the groups. Of the Super 8 stages. You had in Group E, you had England, South Africa, India, and West Indies. And in Group F, you had New Zealand, Ireland, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. And New Zealand Ireland was the first game of the group of the Super 8s. Aaron Redmond came in for Jesse Ryder as he was injured and couldn't play the rest of the tournament. 198 for 5 off 20 overs, New Zealand batting first. Half century to Aaron Redmond. Lovely contributions from Martin Guptill and Scott Styris. And that was that. New Zealand just doing a really good job. 8 for 5 of 20 overs. 2 wickets apiece for Kyle McCallum and Alex Cusack, and a wicket for Trent Johnston. But everybody had a tough, pretty much everyone had a tough day with the ball for Ireland. Ireland bowled out for 115 in 16.4 overs at a run rate of 6.90 runs and over. Nathan McCullum, 3 for 15 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 5 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. He was outstanding. Wicket apiece for Scotty Styris and 2 wickets for Kyle Mills. 2 for 12 off 2.4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 1 run up. So economy rate of 4.50 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide, didn't bowl a no ball. And yeah, James Franklin was pretty good with the ball as well. None for 17 off three overs, no maiden overs. Economy rate of 5.66 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball there, but 50th, but an 83 run hammering by New Zealand. And they got off to a good start in that group stage. Aaron Redmond, man of the match there for an excellent half century. And that was going to be the last highlight of the tournament for New Zealand as they finished a disappointing tournament in the group stages. We'll get to that soon. So England versus South Africa, the first game of Group E, a day-night T20. England bowled out for a miserable 111, nowhere near good enough in 19.5 overs. Going at a run rate of 5.59 runs an over. 3 for 14 off 3.5 overs for Wayne Parnell. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 3.65 runs an over. Bowled one wide, didn't bowl a no ball. A wicket for Dale Steyn, a wicket for Albie Morkel and Johan Botha, and 2 wickets apiece for Rolihlahla Murvey and Jack Cullis. In reply, lovely half century from Jack Cullis. Had to anchor the innings, that's it. Everybody else did their bit, and they finished on 114 for 3 off 18.2 overs. At a run rate of 6.21 runs and over, winning the game by 7 wickets with 10 balls remaining. Jack Cullis, man of the match for his all-round exploits, half century and 2 wickets in the game. Outstanding stuff from the legend himself. And then, just got to look at the next one. So the next game, Sri Lanka versus Pakistan. Sri Lanka posting 150 for 7 off their 20 overs. Thilagaratne and Dilshan on top scoring, but it wasn't really an expressive innings though. And 150 for 7 off 20 overs. 2 wickets apiece for Shahid Afridi. Syed Ajmal, both the spinners doing the job again. And 2 wickets for Umar Gul. In reply, Pakistan third ball deck for Salman Butt at the first over. Angelo Matthews bowled them. A half century for Yunus Khan, but it just wasn't going to be enough. They were restricted to 131 for 9 off 20 overs at a run rate of 6.55 runs and over. 1 wicket apiece for Angelo Matthews and Nuwan Kulasekera. 3 for 17 off 4 overs for Lasith Malinga. No maiden overs. Didn't bowl a no ball. Bowled a wide though. Economy rate of 4.25 runs and over was outstanding. 2 wickets for the veteran himself, Muthiah Muralidharan. And yep, Sri Lanka winning the game by 19 runs. Man of the match, Thilagaratne Dilshan. He was outstanding. Just continuing an excellent tournament. Another high score for him in this tournament. And then made the Dil Scoop very popular. Also known as the Palu Scoop, but mainly Dil Scoop. Made it really popular in this tournament for the Sri Lankans and around the world. It was such a risky shot, but he affected it so well. Basically went down on one knee and then just scooped it over his head. Over the keeper's head for 4 or 6 in some cases. So really amazing execution there from Thilagaratne Dilshan in the tournament. So 19 run window for Sri Lanka. India versus West Indies. This will be an interesting game at Lord's Day Night T20. Dwayne Bravo was outstanding. He was the man of the match if I remember correctly. 4 for 38 was a bit expensive, but 4 for 38 and a half century. Excellent performance from him. India batted first, 153 for 7 off 20 overs at a run rate of 7.65 runs and over. Yuvraj Singh scored an excellent half century, but then, yeah, wasn't getting much support from the others. And Dwayne Bravo, 4 for 38 off 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 9.50 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or no ball, but he did get 4 wickets. A little bit expensive, though. He was the pick of the bowlers in terms of wickets. And Fidel Edwards, outstanding. 3 for 24, 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 6 runs and over. Bowled 2 wides. Didn't bowl a no ball there, Fidel Edwards. And then in reply, West Indies, Leonard Simmons. Good little anchor innings from him. But it was really Dwayne Bravo. 66 not out of 36 balls. 4 fours, 3 sixes. Struck out of 183.33. 156 for 3 off 18.4 overs. And going at a run rate of 8.35 runs and over. In the end, West Indies winning by 7 wickets with 8 balls remaining. Man of the match, 4 wickets as well as a half century. not out as well. Dwayne Bravo, outstanding from him, from the man from Trinidad. And then a West Indies player backed up the next day against South Africa. It was a bit of a tougher game for the West Indies. Unfortunately, they fell short. 183 for 7 off their 20 overs for South Africa, continuing an excellent tournament. Half century to Urshel Gibbs and good contribution from Jack Cullis. 183 for 7 off 20 overs at a run rate of 9.15 runs an over. Jerome Taylor was good, 3 for 30 off 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 7.50 runs an over. Then bowl of water or no ball, wicket apiece for Fidel Edwards, a wicket for Solomon Ben, Corin Pollard and Lendl Simmons. In reply, the West Indies, well, Lendl Simmons tried his best, excellent half century from him. Top scorer from both teams, 77 of 50 balls, 12 fours and a 6. Struggled at 154, but wasn't getting enough support. In the end, the West Indies finished on 163 for 9 off 20 overs at a run rate of 8.15 runs an over. Wayne Parnell, outstanding performance from him. 4 for 13 off 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 3.25 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. And 2 wickets for Olafana Mervo, wicket for JP Germany, and also 2 wickets for Dale Steyn. Dale Steyn, 2 for 30 off his 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 7.50 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Rolafana Mervo, basically the same figures, but he bowled a wide, didn't bowl a no ball. 2 for 30 off his 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 7.50 runs an over. JP Germany, 1 for 16 off 2 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 8 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Easy win for the South Africans, 20 runs, run victory. Wayne Parnell, man of the match, and they continue their excellent tournament, undefeated still at this stage of the tournament, South Africa. Then New Zealand versus Pakistan, big game for the Kiwis. Shahzad Hassan made his T20 international debut in a World Cup. The Oval, New Zealand were very disappointing. Bowled off a 99. They just were absolutely dismal. 5 wickets for Umar Gaul, excellent 5 wicket haul. 5 for 6 off 3 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 2 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide, didn't bowl a no ball. Wicket apiece for Muhammad Amir, as well as Shahid Afridi, and 2 wickets for Abdul Razak. And in reply, Sri Lanka, Pakistan didn't have to do much. Shahzad Hassan, good little anchor innings from him, top scoring. 104 for their 13.1 overs at a run rate of 7.55 runs and over. Dan Vettori tried his best. So did Kyle Mills, but the target wasn't enough for New Zealand to defend. And Pakistan got an absolutely convincing win. 6 wickets with 41 balls remaining. Man of the match, Umar Gaul for his excellent 5 wicket haul. And then Sri Lanka versus Ireland. Sri Lanka win this. That's it. They're through to the semi-finals and remain undefeated with South Africa. And they did that. Mahela scored an excellent half century. 144 for 9. Sri Lanka batting first weren't that good. Everybody else struggled. Mahela was excellent though. 144 for 9 off his 20 overs at a run rate of 7.20 runs an over. Alex Cusack was outstanding. 4 for 18 off 3 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 6 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Kyle McCullen, 2 wickets for him. 2 wickets for Boyd Rankin and a wicket for Trent Johnston. Reply, Ireland tried their best, but they were restricted 135 for 7 off 20 overs at a run rate of 6.75 runs an over. 2 wickets for Jonathan Mendes again. He was outstanding. So was Lasith Malinga. Both of them had a superb tournament. A wicket for Nuwan Kolasekara and a wicket for Murali, the great man. Sri Lanka winning by 9 runs. A bit of a scare, tough game, but they got there in the end. Man of the match, Mahela Jayawardena. Outstanding stuff from the Sri Lankan veteran. And in reply, so and then the next game, England versus India. India had to win, otherwise most likely they were knocked out of the tournament. That's exactly what happened. They lost. Tight game, very tight game, but India just losing by a couple of runs. 153 for 7, batting first England. Top scorer Kevin Peterson. Off the 20 overs at a run rate of 7.65 runs an over. 153 for 7 off 20 overs at a run rate of 7.65. 3 wickets for Harbhajan Singh, 2 wickets for Ravindra Jadeja, and a wicket for So Zahir Khan and RP Singh. And then contributions from everybody in India, but they just fell three runs short, unfortunately. 150 for five off their 20 overs at a run rate of 7.50 runs and over. 2 wickets for Ryan Sidebottom, 2 wickets for Graham Swan, and a wicket for Dimitri Mascarenhas. And England winning the game by 3 runs. Man of the match, Ryan Sidebottom. England keep their hopes alive in this tournament. India just about on the verge of being knocked out in the group stages. And then Pakistan versus Ireland. Pakistan win. They're one step closer to qualifying for the group stages. So for the semi-finals. Match was played at the Oval. Pakistan 159 for 5 off their 20 overs. Half century to Kamran Akmal. Another half century. Another good score in the tournament. Anchoring innings there with their 20 overs at a run rate of 7.95 runs and over. 159 for 5 off 20 overs at a run rate of 7.95 runs and over. In reply, Ireland restricted the 120 for 9 off their 20 overs at a run rate of 6 runs and over. Syed Ajmal, excellent. Wonderful performance from him. 4 for 19 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 4.75 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide, didn't bowl no ball. 2 wickets for Umar Gul and a wicket for Shahid Afridi. Pakistan winning the game by 39 runs. And man of the match, Kamran Akmal. And then England versus West Indies, essentially a knockout game here. And, yep, it was absolutely official. It was England 161 for 6 off their 20 overs. The match was revised to a 9-over game, which meant West Indies had to chase 80 to win off their 9 overs. 82 for 5 they finished on, winning the game by 5 wickets with 4 balls remaining via the Duckworth-Lewis method. Robbie Bopara scoring an excellent half-century. Well, England batted first, but everybody did a bit for the West Indies and got the team home. 82 for 5 off 8.2 overs, run rate of 9.84. Runs it over. Man of the match, Ravindra SR on for his little cameo to get the Windies home. So England basically knocked out of the T20 World Cup with that loss. And then Sri Lanka versus West Indies and South Africa pretty much through to the next set, to the semi-finals of this tournament. Sri Lanka. Yeah, Sri Lanka versus New Zealand. Knockout game. New Zealand absolutely faltered. 158 for 5, batting first, Sri Lanka. Contributions from Tulkaratna and Dilshan again, and also Mahela Jawad, another captain, doing his bit. 158 for 5 for 20 overs. Yep, 20 overs, run rate of 7.90. Yeah, 7.90. Decent. Yeah, decent stats there, but yeah, probably not enough. So first, when I looked at it, Dan Vittori, 2 wickets for him was a little bit pricey. A wicket for Ian Butler, Kyle Mills, and Nathan McCullum. And then in reply, New Zealand, well, they didn't get anywhere near it. Martin Guptill tried his best, but once he departed, it was just falling apart, really. And New Zealand bowled off 110 in 17 overs at a run rate of 6.47 runs and over. And 3 wickets for Jayanta Mendis. He was excellent again, having a superb tournament. 3 for 9 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 3 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. And 2, a wicket for Lasith Malinga, a wicket for Matai Muralidharan and Sanath Jasuri, and 2 wickets for Isuru Udana. New Zealand bowled out for 110 in 17 overs at a run rate of 6.47 runs and over. 48 run victory for them, for the Sri Lankans, knocking New Zealand out of the World Cup, T20 World Cup. And Pakistan and Sri Lanka go through to the semi-finals. And yeah, Jayanta Mendis, 3 for 9 off his 4 overs was, off his 3 overs was given man of the match. Outstanding stuff from him. And then the final game of the group, the Super 8s. South Africa versus India. South Africa, 130 for 5 of 20 overs. Not the greatest score, really. Aby de Villiers scored an excellent half-century anchor in the innings. And reply, India, well, 118 for 8, were restricted to that. No one really got going. At a, go up, 118 for 8 off 20 overs. Yep, 20 overs at a run rate of 5.90 runs an over. Yep, 5.90 was not going to be enough. 2 wickets for Dale Steyn, 3 wickets for Yohan Bolota. He was outstanding. 3 for 16 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs. Quite a mere rate of 4 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball and a wicket piece for Rolla Fundamurva and
J.P. Duminy.
Sorry, J.P. Duminy. It's John Paul Duminy. 12-run victory for South Africa. 3 catches for Aby de Villiers and a half-century meant he was man of the match, and that was that for India. They were knocked out. The former champions knocked out in the group stages. Of this tournament. So semi-finals, you had the first semi-final, Pakistan versus South Africa. Pakistan have lost the game, but South Africa were favourites, undefeated in the tournament. Could they finally get over the choke in ICC tournaments, or will they? Will the choke continue? Match was played at Trent Bridge. Shahid Afridi, come of the man, come of the hour. 149 for 4. Shahid Afridi top scoring for Pakistan with 51 of 34 balls, 8 fours, no sixes, struck out of 150. 149 for 4 off 20 overs at a run rate of 7.45. He was absolutely outstanding. A wicket piece for Wayne Parnell, Dale Steyn, Rolla Fundamurva, and J.P. Duminy. In reply, South Africa, half century from Jack Cullis. He was trying to anchor the innings. J.P. Duminy couldn't quite get going in second gear. And, yeah, 142 for 5 off 20 overs restricted at a run rate of 7.10 runs an over. Shahid Afridi, 2 for 16 off his 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 4 runs and over, didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. And Syed Ajmal, the pick of the bowlers for South Africa, pick of the bowlers for Pakistan, 2 for 16 off, yeah, sorry, Shahid Afridi, 2 for 16 off 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 4 runs and over, didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. And also, Syed Ajmal, 1 for 23 off 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 5.75 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Muhammad Amir, 1 for 30 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 7.50 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. And Umar Gul, none for 19 off 3 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 6.33 runs an over. Bowled one wide. Didn't bowl a no ball. So Pakistan winning by 7 runs in a thriller and knocking South Africa out again. Shahid Afridi, all-round performance was outstanding. Man of the match in a big game for Pakistan. South Africa, unfortunately, losing the one game, and that was it. Just like in the last World Cup, they lost that one game to India, and that was it. Otherwise, they were undefeated for the rest of the tournament. They did go one step further this time around, South Africa, but it just wasn't going to be enough to go through to their first ICC tournament final since the 1998 Champions Trophy final, where they beat the West Indies in the final. That was their only ICC tournament victory besides the 2014 Under-19 World Cup in the UAE, where Eden Markram was captain and Kongiso Rabada was a young bowler. But, that's in the past, really. That was a couple of years later that it happened, but after this tournament. But, again, another disappointing performance for South Africa, not quite getting over the line, unfortunately. Now, not a disappointing tournament. It was a good tournament. They just couldn't quite get over that line, that final hurdle. And Sri Lanka versus the West Indies, day-night semi-final at the Oval. 158 for 5 off their 40 overs, so off their 20 overs, Sri Lanka. Top scorer, Tilakaratna Dilshan, outstanding innings from him. 96 off, not out of 57 balls, 12 fours, 2 sixes. Struck at 168.42, playing the deal scoop, playing all sorts of shots. He was at his belligerent best. He was really coming into his own around about this time, opening the batting for Sri Lanka, and he never looked back and became one of Sri Lanka's best ever batsmen. Tilakaratna Dilshan, probably one of their best, if not their best opener they've had. He was absolutely outstanding, pretty much from the late 2000s to basically the early to mid 2000s. He was brilliant and brutal. Bowled some handy off-spin as well and a really good field on most occasions. Tilakaratna Dilshan, brilliant tournament. Once again, another excellent innings from him. 158 for 5, Sri Lanka, not a great total. Off their 20 overs at a run rate of 7.90 runs an over. We get a piece for Solomon Byrne, Corin Pollard, and Jerome Taylor. 2 wickets for Dwayne Bravo, 2 for 32 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs. Caught him out of 10.66 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. And then the West Indies in reply. Chris Gayle tried his best, but yep. That was that. He was not out in the end. Chris Gayle carried the innings, scored about 60%, more than 60% of the runs, but the rest of the West Indies batsmen, well, it was just a horrible outing. It really just started with the first couple of balls in that first over. Really set the tone. The Windies were 3 for 1. They lost Xavier Marshall's second ball of the game for a golden duck. 2 balls later, Lendall Simmons departed. And then 2 balls later, Angelo Matthews got rid of Dwayne Bravo. All 3 wickets were bowled, and it set the tone for the rest of the game. And Sri Lanka really just never let go of it. 3 for 16, Angelo Matthews off his 4 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 4 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or no ball, but other than that, he was outstanding. So, and also, yeah, just overall outstanding. A wicket for Isuru Rudana. A wicket for Lasith Malinga. 2 for 9 off 4 overs for Ajanta Mendes. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 2.25 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide, didn't, and bowled a no ball. Other than that, Ajanta Mendes was outstanding. And 3 for 29 off 4 overs for the great man Murali. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 7.25 runs and over. Bowled 2 wides, didn't bowl a no ball. Yeah, speaking of that, Isuru Rudana, 1 for 20 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 6.66 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide, didn't bowl a no ball. Yeah, 101 all out and 17.4 overs. Run rate of 5.71 runs and over. They were never going to win it, really. Target was just too much. And Sri Lanka's bowling was outstanding. Chris Gayle, captain, 63 of 50 balls, 8 fours, 2 sixes, strong at 126. Valiant effort from him. West Indies doing much better than this tournament, but not quite winning the tournament in the end. 101 all out, and winning by 57 runs Sri Lanka. Undefeated tournament, only team in tournament that's undefeated still till this day. So only undefeated team in the tournament, and they go through to the final against Pakistan, who are peaking at the right time. They're playing Pakistan, repeat of the first game of the groups of the Super 8 stages. Of their group of the Super 8s, and yeah, Sri Lanka won that game convincingly, didn't they? Against Pakistan, winning by 19 runs there. Yeah, Tilak Ratna Dilshan outstanding. Could they repeat? Could Tilak Ratna Dilshan star? He was out in the tournament, brilliant tournament. And, the final at Lords, well, Sri Lanka reduced to a modest total, 138 for 6 off their 20 overs. Kumar Sangakkara was a good little anchor innings from him. Tilakaratne Dilshan was dismissed for a 5-ball duck. Muhammad Amir making a vital breakthrough early on. That really put Sri Lanka on the back foot. And Kumar Sangakkara, the captain and wicketkeeper, 64 not out or 52 balls, 7 fours, no sixes, struck at 123.07. 138 for 6 off 20 overs at a run rate of 6.90 runs and over. Abdul Razak, 3 for 20 off 3 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 6.66 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Shahid Afridi, again, outstanding in the final. Brilliant in the semi-final, again, brilliant with the ball. 1 for 20. Off 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 5 runs and over, didn't bowl a wide or a no ball, a wicket for Muhammad Amir, got the vital breakthrough of Dilshan, and a wicket for Umar Gul, had a good tournament as well, and yeah, Muhammad Amir 1 for 30 off his 4 overs, 1 maiden over, economy rate of 7.50 runs and over, didn't bowl a wide or a no ball, and Umar Gul 1 for 29 off his 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 7.25 runs and over, bowled 2 wides, bowled 1 no ball. Other than that, he was okay. He was pretty good with the ball. In reply, Pakistan. The openers gave a bit of a platform to work with. Kamran Akmal had a decent tournament. Continued his excellent tournament with the bat. Getting off to a really solid start. Shahzad Hassan couldn't quite go in the second gear. Shoaib Malik, good little anchoring innings from him. But the star of the show, like in the semi-final, backed it up with a brilliant performance in the final. Shahid Afridi, the veteran all-rounder,
54 not out of 40 balls, 2 fours, 2 sixes, strikeout 135. Man of the match performance, 2 half-centuries in the final and the semi-final, and also a wicket, 2 wickets in the semi-final and a wicket in the final, and also economical performance with the ball once again. And Pakistan finished on 139 for 2 off 18.4 overs at a run rate of 7.44 runs and over. And they won the second T20 World Cup ever. They won the second T20 edition of the ICC World T20, also known as the ICC T20 World Cup. Reached the final last time. Couldn't quite get over their arch rivals, India. But this time they faced Sri Lanka, a red-hot Sri Lanka, undefeated Sri Lanka in the final. A team that beat them in the group stages of the tournament. And they beat them in the final. Absolutely brilliant performance there from Pakistan when they needed to. Shahid Afridi, man of the match once again in a big game. And Sri Lanka, Pakistan winning by 8 wickets with 8 balls remaining. And player of the tournament, Tilak Ratna Dilshan, consistent throughout the tournament. Unfortunately, in the final. Yeah, Tilak Ratna Dilshan, top scorer in the tournament. He was outstanding. He was the player of the tournament. Man of the match, Shahid Afridi, coming trumps in the big game. Leading wicket takers in the tournament. So leading run scorer, Tilak Ratna Dilshan, he was leading run scorer, played superbly. 3 half-centuries, 52.83 average, strikeout 144.74, 46 fours, 3 sixes. Boy, he was brutal. 96 not out, high score, and 317 runs in 7 matches, 1 not out. He was outstanding. Chris Gayle and Jack Carlos had superb tournaments. So did Kamran Akmal. He was the top run scorer for the Pakistanis. 188 off in 7 matches, 57 high score, average 26.85. Strike rate of 125.33, 150, 15 fours, 7 sixes. Chris Gayle, 193 runs in 5 matches. He was good for the West Indies. Averages 48.25 in the tournament. Strikeout 134.02. 250s, 21 fours, 8 sixes. Jack Cullis was outstanding for South Africa, their leading run scorer in the tournament. 238 runs across 5 games for South Africa. Averages 59.50 in the tournament. Highest average there at the top run scorers, so really good tournament for him. Strike rate of 126.59, a little bit solid strike rate, played a bit of an anchoring role there for the South Africans. 250s for him in the tournament, 28 fours, 4 sixes for the great man. And then in the tournament, leading wicket taker, Umar Gul, 7 matches, 13 wickets, best of 5 for 6, best wicket of 5 for 6, 12.15 runs average, so average 12.15, economy rate of 6.44, strike rate 11.30, 1-5 wicket haul. And Afridi was good, 11 wickets from 7 matches. Lasith Malinga, 12 wickets from 7 matches, he was outstanding. Syed Ajmal Set, 12 wickets from 7 matches. Jonathan Mendes was superb. 7 matches, 12 wickets. 3 for 9 best figures against New Zealand. 11.91 average. Economy rate of 5.50 runs over. 13 strike rate. He was outstanding. And that was that. Thank you very much for your time, guys. That's the review of the 2009 T20 World Cup. Sri Lanka, unfortunately, couldn't quite get that ICC tournament. They reached the final of the 2007 ICC ODI World Cup. Lost to Australia there, and that curse for Sri Lanka and ICC World Cup finals would continue for a bit. We'll explain that in the next couple of episodes. And Pakistan winning their first ICC tournament since the 1992 World Cup, where they beat England in the final at the MCG in Australia. And second ICC tournament for them. And against the odds, really, no one really tipped Pakistan to do well, but they did a good job and perform when they needed to. Just really rough, scrappy cricket from Pakistan at times. Some excellent cricket, some ordinary cricket at times, but that's what it is. Unpredictable Pakistan. They got the job done, and that was that. They're through to they won their first tournament since 1992 ICC tournament, and the second champions in second team to win the T20 World Cup. Anyways, thank you for your time, guys. Have a good night, and bye for now.